Welcome to the Psycho Jello Show. This week, Michael Nesmith, Part 2.
Being alone and at one. I'm Asha Moonglow.
And I am your host, Mr. Zero.
Welcome to episode number 160 of the Psycho Jello Show. I'm Papa Nez, Michael Nesmith. Mr. Zero, this one's my favorite from this show. We Are Awake from March of 1977.
And that one's dedicated to our son, Oblion, opening our show from 1974. Life, the Unsuspecting Captive, from the prison. A book with a soundtrack. He was born Robert Michael Nesmith on the 30th of December 1942 in Houston, Texas. In his career, he has released 26 albums, 19 singles with 3 songs on the Billboard charts. He had 2 hits on MTV, Rio in 1976 and Cruisin' in 1979.
Mr. Zero, did his mom invent liquid paper?
She certainly did. His mother was Bette Claire McMurray Graham. Born on the 23rd of March in 1924 in Dallas, Texas. She passed away on the 12th of May in 1980. She invented liquid paper in 1956 while working at Texas Bank and Trust. Shortly after she was diagnosed with cancer, she sold off the company to the Gillette Corporation for some $47 million in 1979. The Psycho Jello Show is recorded at Mr. Zero's Rising Star Studios in St. Paul, Minnesota, just across the street from Prince Music Company on Lexington Avenue North. And right now, recorded live in November of 1977 in Melbourne, Australia, then released in August of 1978, the Chuck Berry song, Nadine, Is That You? And that last one was Dance from May of 1979. If you'd like to learn more about Michael Nesmith, go to my RosevillePatch.com article under Mr. Zeros. If you want to hear the last 90 episodes of the Psycho Jello Show, go to MrZeros.com under the podcast key. Check us out on Facebook at Mr. Zero's Psycho Jello Music History Show. In 1972, Bill Deere asked Nesmith to write and record a soundtrack for his new movie. Well, Nesmith did it for free. The movie was entitled Northville Cemetery Massacre, although it was not released until 1976. Papa Nez also released 7 VHS and DVDs, including Elephant Parts in July of 1981, which won the first ever video Grammy. He had two different TV series, Pop Clips in 1980, which was sold to MTV, and Television Parts for 6 episodes from March of 1985 to July. He has also written 3 novels.
Mr. Zero, how many times have you seen Papa Nez?
Well, I've seen Nez 5 times over the decades. The first time was solo in February of 92 in Chicago. The next time was in 2012 here in Minneapolis with the Monkees. The next time was solo here in St. Paul in April of 2013. And then I saw him the following year with the Monkees again in Apple Valley. And the last time was with you, Asha Moonglow, for the Mickey and Mike show in Prior Lake in March of 2019. Coming up now, recorded in 1980, I'll Remember You.
Fred and Ginger, I remember you. Still your magic comes through the late night too. Hey, how'd you think of all those dances that made those dumb plots seem so romantic? Ah, Fred and Ginger, you were the best by far. John, my friend, and the band you sang wrote the songs that helped to ease the pain. Where'd you think up all those hook lines that so completely captured those times? Ah, John, my friend, you were the best by far. Because you danced and you danced and you danced across the silver screen. And you sang and you sang and you sang in your submarine. Fred and Ginger, Paul, George and Ringo too. Those days are gone, but I'll remember you. And so everything you did is still alive today. And though I'm late, there's something I should say. Thank you for the times you gave me. Thank you for the tears you saved me. Please take this song as my thanks to you. Because you danced and you danced and you danced across this silver screen. And you sang and you sang and you sang in your submarine. Fred and Ginger, Paul, George and Ringo too. Those days are gone, but I'll remember you. And so everything you did is still alive today. And though I'm late, there's something I must say. Oh, thank you for the times you gave me. And thank you for the tears you saved me. Please take this song as my thanks to you. Fred and Ginger, John and Paul, George and Ringo. I'll remember.
you just heard Grand Ennui, live from 1981. Sad but true, I was living in Phoenix, Arizona that year, and Nesmith played Compton Terrace, and I missed it.
Mr. Zero, didn't you work on a CD box set for Nez?
I sure did. In the summer of 1994, I was working with Rio Records representative Jim Cowan, and they were putting together the first Michael Nesmith box set. And I owned the original concert poster from November of 1970, and I sent them a copy of it to put in the box set, and Nez himself was impressed and said, "Wow, I've never seen that before." Unfortunately, that box set never materialized. The Psycho Jello Show is sponsored by Mr. Zero's in Roseville, 55113, where they sell classic music, they sell retro toys, they sell vintage video games, and they sell movies too. Since 2009, where nerd is the word, right next to Music Go Round in Roseville. This show is also sponsored by Impact Guitar Picks out of St. Croix Falls, Wisconsin. And right now, from 1992, one of my personal theme songs, I Am Not That.
Make a rhyme. I do not know the big words like spritz and paradigm. I am not an artist. I cannot paint my house. I cannot chisel marble. I cannot twist and shout. I am not a Yankee. I have no nation state, no cosmic star connections. I cannot get a date. I am not a crook. I am not a thief. To be for me is not to be, not to see, to see. Goodbye, goodbye, the I am world. Goodbye, goodbye, so long. Farewell, adieu, adieu, farewell. I have not sung this song. I am not the singer, I am not 22, I am not was, were, be, am, is, or you. Goodbye, goodbye, the I am world. Goodbye, goodbye, so long. Farewell, adieu, adieu, farewell. I have not sung this song. I have not sung this song.
Goodbye, goodbye, the I am world.
Goodbye. Campfire stood seven dusty men. The cook was drinking applejack. The cattle were all pent. And then someone must have cracked a wise one, because the men began to grin. Their smiles shot out like sunbeams and made the night give in. Because life kills lonesome every single time. That's why Charlie Russell painted it, why it looks so fine. Laugh kills lonesome every single time. Bill, they knew all about this. So did Walt and Hasui, but they gave it their own twist. Sometimes when things can't get much worse and life's become a fist, someone will crack a wise one. Laughter works like this. That feels lonesome every single time. That's why Charlie Russell painted it, why it looks so fine. Laugh kills lonesome every single time. That's why Charlie Russell painted it.
And that was Laugh Kills Lonesome live from June of 1992 in Jacksonville, Oregon. Sounds like our show has come to an end, folks. So taking us out from November of 2005, this is the song Raise.
All those rays, rays are what it's all about. See those rays shining down upon the darkened page. See those rays shining out from each successive stage. For I see rays shining through me where I. Gonna leave me
Hey folks, bit of trivia. The name Psycho Jello came from Michael Nesmith himself in episode number 58 of The Monkees, The Frotus Caper. I am your host, Mr. Zero.
I'm Asha Moonglow, and this concludes The Psycho Jello Show on Papa Nez.
Tune in next time when you can hear me in the stars. This week's Psycho Jello Show is sponsored by Big Guitars in St. Paul, Capital Guitars, also in St. Paul, and Raritan Guitars, again in St. Paul. I am your host, Mr. Zero.